Friends, roadies, countrymen, and all listeners around the globe, this is John Edmund once more, beaming out from South Africa. And wow, it's going to be a great few weeks this month, having some interesting guests on my podcasts. It's going to be a month of talks on a variety of subjects about Africa's rich heritage of flora and fauna. And every week, you'll be intrigued by these folks and their generous and varied input. Before I introduce my first guest, I'd like to turn the clock back about 40 years when I released my first album of songs about the great outdoors. It was an album focusing on the protection of the planet and its animals called Wild and Beautiful and Free. There were songs about rhino poaching, animals on the brink of extinction, persecution of the blue whale, and way back then, the effect of climate change on the environment, the Kudu Cry song about drought and forest fires. I never dreamed that my songs would catch the ear of highly qualified, dedicated men and women working as veterinarians, researchers, and game rangers, and the like. When Dr. Ian John White of Kruger National Park was writing his thesis on the blue wildebeest, he asked if he could introduce it with a couple of lines from the title of my album, the title song, which was called Wild and Beautiful and Free. I was totally surprised and honored. Ian was the senior research officer of the Kruger National Park, and Teresa, my wife, and I visited him and his family at that wonderful place. On one of those visits, I was fortunate enough to meet Dr. Eddie Young, the chief veterinarian of the Kruger Park. And several years later, he asked me to perform at a wildlife expo that he was holding. He then told me that my songs meant quite a lot. I couldn't believe that such highly qualified boffins in the wildlife and conservation world would even listen to the songs of a simple folk singer-songwriter. Well, both Dr. Ian White and Eddie Young and I had another thing in common: aviation. We were pilots and used our aircraft in wildlife and conservation projects. Tragedy struck when Dr. Eddie was killed in an accident. We were all totally devastated by this untimely death and the loss of such a great guy. Well, that brings me to talk about my guest today. It is none other than the son of the great Dr. Eddie Young. His name is Edwin Young. And to use the adages, chip off the old block or the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree, would be a very, very good way to introduce Edwin. He has it in the genes. His mom, Nikki, is an amazing wildlife artist and her paintings are really outstanding. It follows that Edwin is a real bush boy. He's had a most interesting journey following his late father's passion for conservation. So, with no more ado, I'll hand you over to Edwin Young.
Hi everyone, my name is Edwin Young from Young & Co. Adventures. We have veld schools here in the Lowveld in Mpumalanga and also elsewhere, and I am a very fortunate man. I've spent most of my life in the bush. I grew up in Kruger National Park and I've been there from age 10 to 18 as a young boy. And before that, I lived on a game ranch. My father was a wildlife vet, Dr. Eddie Young, and my mom is still very much in love with nature as well. She's a wildlife artist, Nikki Young. And the passion that I have for what I do has come from my family, but also from my surroundings. I've been very blessed in the sense of growing up in such a beautiful environment and wanted that to continue. So after school, I completed school in Nelspruit Hoërskool. After school, I went to study game ranch management. I've got a degree, a BTEC degree in it. And in my third year, during my practical year, I went to Botswana to do research on lions and also to do a thesis online in order to obtain my national diploma. After that, I continued in the wildlife industry. I managed a hunting concession in Botswana and then also started hunting myself. At the time when I wrote my exams, I was the youngest professional hunter in Botswana. And from there on, I moved to Mozambique and I started hunting in Botswana and Mozambique, and then I started taking on conservation roles in Mozambique, where I would manage anti-poaching teams in several blocks over several years. I've been in the Niassa Special Reserve for about 12-13 years, and where I manage a lot of anti-poaching units, and we had a lot of hunting as well. All the funding for the anti-poaching came directly from my hunting. It's very much conservation based and very well done and well managed. And I've also been fortunate to hunt in Uganda and get involved with some conservation work there as well with anti-poaching, and got stuck in a lockdown as COVID started in 2020. And at that time, I started chatting with my wife, Casilla, who's also my business partner with Young & Co Adventures. She is a Montessori teacher and she is at a beautiful school here in the Lowveld in Mpumalanga. And we very much love children and very much love nature and we love giving back. So from Uganda we started chatting and it turned into a very beautiful story. We ended up meeting each other and we fell in love and we got married. We've got a beautiful boy, Abby, who also joins us often on our adventures. And we decided we want to give back and we want to share a little bit of our passion of children as well. These days we feel there are so many children that don't even realize what they're missing out on, because there are so many distractions with technology, with cell phones, with tablets, with televisions, that more often than not you'll find that children's main form of entertainment is through technology. And we wanted to change a bit of that and give parents an option, at least where we are based and a little bit further afield, to give their children a healthy alternative. So what we do is we do field school workshops for younger children, we do teenage camps, we do birthday parties, we do presentations for schools, we do excursions to several destinations, including botanical gardens and so on. And we teach them what we know. Casilla uses her skills as a teacher, and I use my skills that I've gained over many years in the field as a game ranger, as a guide, as a professional hunter. And I teach the children everything I know about the bush with regards to medicinal plants, traditional uses of plants, several other topics, geology, ecology, ethology. We teach them about whatever they fancy, whatever their interests fancy. And we also keep learning. So if there's something we don't know, we will continue to study and continue to look for answers and look for new interesting topics. Each course we present or each outing we present is unique. We always look for new ideas and new topics. For example, Casilla and I went to explore some mountains here in Mpumalanga this last weekend, and we discovered some interesting caves. So that will be added to the next itinerary. We will be going and discovering land formations, caves, and geology in general. And yeah, that is what we love to do, is just share our passion with children and keep the interest for wildlife there. Also, we want to teach children the reality of nature conservation, what it takes, what it really truly is. There are many children, teenagers, that end up studying nature conservation and never end up in the field, because the main thing is they think they're going to be ending up working with animals, which is often not the case. A lot of conservation work is dealing with people, dealing with communities, and it's not just dealing with animals. So we teach them what it's all about. We teach them what the different opportunities are in the field. And we try and see and mold their interest into a way that they can have a realistic outlook on what to expect if they do end up being employed in the field one day. We also teach them a couple of truths about nature conservation, which is not necessarily always known by people in general and public. So we teach them about habitat conservation, not just preserving a particular species, but the ecosystem in general. And we incorporate all of this into our veld schools. We try and teach them about not just individual animals or specific groups or families of animals. We teach them from the soil level up, and we teach them everything we can about this, how all of it integrates with each other, and how it all is in balance with each other, and in order to conserve it, how you need to conserve all of it, not just one element of it. So there's several topics on that, but yeah, we are very fortunate to do it, and every time we've got a new veld school, we get excited, we love it, and every time when the children leave, we are quite sad because you get to know them very well, and we absolutely love our children. We've done several veld schools, and we can't wait for the next one. Thank you, John Edmund for this opportunity that I can also introduce myself. Thank you for your support. We really love your work. We love your music. And we always bring in his stories and his music into the children's veld schools as well, because we'd love to introduce it to them. I was very fortunate as a child. I grew up listening to some of his stories on a record player. And from then until now, I hold it very close to my heart, and I'd love to share that with other children as well. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Edwin, and thanks for what you are doing to create awareness of conservation among young folk and possibly steer them into careers that will follow all the pioneering work done by their forefathers. So, folks, if you know of any young folk interested in the great outdoors, please follow Edwin Young on Facebook at Young & Co. Adventures. For inquiries, you can also phone 066-506-1863. I'll repeat it, 066-506-1863. Before I go, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, keep an eye on my website, and should you want to get any of my songs, they are available on most of the popular music platforms. Till next week, it's so long from me. Keep safe. Tot ziens. Salagashle. Shalom and Zvakanaka.